The FBI says unlock your phone, Apple. Apple says no, encryption is a civil right. We don't have to do what you say, even if it involves a terrorist organization. While the courts mulled this one over, some whiz apparently hinted to the feds that there might be a workaround. We don't need sanctimonious Tim Cook and his software priests from Apple. There are other wizards out there.
Right now, the Hermes is headed towards you, your Earth, starting its month-long deceleration to intercept. But instead, we start accelerating. We don't intercept with Earth at all, but we come close enough to get a gravity assist and adjust course. And now, we're accelerating towards Mars. We can do a flyby. And then we just head home. I done the math. Checks out.
That wizard in the movie The Martian, played by Donald Glover, solved the unsolvable, and this week the Justice Department announced that they had, in fact, found a third party who could do the job without the Cupertino crowd. Dealing with technology in crime-solving is a lot like what coroners do with dead bodies. Inside the complex bodies of victims, suspects, and laptops and cell phones are clues. Digital forensics is a new important field. And investigators will surely be following the digital trail of those responsible for the attack in Brussels. Jeff Smith is the associate director of the National Center for Media Forensics at the University of Colorado, Denver. And he says digital forensics is about staying ahead of all the wizards.
The digital revolution just came, 15 years ago in full. And about that time, we were all thinking in the forensic community, how we're going to authenticate digital audio recordings, digital images, find out where they came from, because people can make edits and we don't know what's happened. About 5 years after that, we started finding all these different ways that we could figure out the same sort of things, where an image came from, where an audio recording came from. And it's a lot of the same idea. We just had to kind of find those pieces and put them into place. Electrical signals leave their own sort of imprint on a digital recording still. In the same way that a D is offset in the typewriter, right? And we can say, or a person can say, what typewriter that came from. A microphone could be wired in a certain way that the audio recording has some unique characteristic. It's difficult sometimes, but we're actually quite good at it now.
What kind of crimes do you work to solve using these techniques?
Everything. On the security and defense side, there's determining whether or not an image is authentic so that it can be trusted in terms of tactical decisions, right? And if it can't, then it's ignored. On the other side, in the criminal side, if someone's created an edit and tried to give a false impression so that they can make more money or hide an embezzlement, then when we find an edit like that, then we want to highlight it and put that forward in a court of law. So we don't ignore it in that situation.
Now, I thought that digital files were just a series of zeros and ones, and if I email something to someone else, there's no way to trace anything like that. A digital file is a digital file, right? Or no?
Yes, that's definitely true. But there's what's called metadata in nearly any digital file, and that metadata is data about the data. It's information about that email you sent. So it's not seen by the user because it's not needed to. It's seen by the computer. The computer will access that information and say, oh, this was an email sent to this person at this day. And that metadata is unique for the email that you're sending.
What's the technology that most concerns you in terms of being able to elude forensics, even though you have a certain amount of confidence about your ability to keep up with things?
Well, the toughest challenge is that technology continually evolves. So cameras are getting better and better every day. The technology by which images are stored changes in order to get better. So it's a continually evolving process.
Jeff Smith, Associate Director of the National Center for Media Forensics. Thanks so much.
Thank you.